Learning should be Zchus Refush Shleim for Brachos of Birkat Kabbat, Yom Pesach Shachar Yisrael, and Lulav Nishmas, my grandfather's Yartza, which was this week, Reuven Ben Chaim. Achrei Mos, Tavshin Ayin Tes. This week was the week of Achrei Mos. It was a week of after the death, of trying to understand how such evil could rule within the world. You know, the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say, and all the tzaddikim tell us, that if you ever want to know what the message is to live as a Jew, you have to look into the Parsha. The Kriya is in the Ma'ir of the Zman. If Tzadok brings this down, a lot of other tzaddikim bring it down. You want to find the message on how to live. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us Jews now, 2019, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Achrei Mos, May 2nd? What is the Avoda? Look into the Parsha. Achrei Mos. Look into Achrei Mos and you'll find the message. So I think there are two messages. The first message is look at Aaron's reaction. We know that the Pasuk tells us, Vayidum Aaron. Shmini, Pasuk says that Aaron was quiet, he was silent, he did not react. But says in his Siva Shalom, and Rav Kook and other tariqim, what is the Lashon of Vayidom Aaron? The Vayidom, it wasn't just nothing, he would just stood there silent, is that his silence was filled with emunah, and faith, and bitachon, and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a complete trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing. It was a complete trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what he was doing when he took the holy soul of Lori Kay last Shabbos. And the holy souls who were hurt. Vayidom Aaron means we have to try to strive for that faith, that emuna that's within each and every one of us. We have Aaron HaKohen, we have the avos within us. They live within us. Their traits live within us. Says in the Siva Shaman Rav Kook, you want to know how to get through hard times? It's emunah pshuta. It's much easier said than done. But it's emunah pshuta. Practically, how to work on emunah? All the tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman talks about it. You have to say stories. The Kabrina Rebbe says, Hemanti ki adaber. You want to know how to build your emunah? Ki adaber. Talk about it. Talk about faith in the Rabbona Shom. Look at the Rabbi Goldstein, whose mamish, he keeps us on saying, he looked the terrorist eye to eye. Look at his great faith. You could see it. It's palpable. It's contagious to look at his Vayidom Aaron. Look at his emunah. The second idea that I think maybe the messages in the parsha of the week of Achrei Mos, the week that we just saw, the week we commemorated Yom HaShoah as well. Pasuk says that the last pasuk, second to last pasuk in Shlishi, by the Kohen Gadol getting kapar v'Klal Yisrael, v'chiper esam mikdash haKodesh v'sol moed v'esam mizbeach v'chaper v'al kohanim. You should go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Olmoid. You should get kapar for the Kohanim. V'akol ha'al makal yichaper. Now kapan all the nation and the congregation, you should get atonement for. Ask the Ber Moshe, the Ozhev Rebbe. V'atz v'al kol am hakal. It's double lashon. Either just say v'al kol am yichaper or v'al kol hakal yichaper. What's v'al kol am and then hakal yichaper? Saying the same thing twice? Says the Ozhev Rebbe, hakal here is referencing the mitzvah of Hakel, the mitzvah of Achdus, when the king would read the Torah in front of all Klal Yisrael and Sefer Devarim, and the men and the women and the children would come, and they would hear from the Melech, they would hear the message of the Torah from the Melech. Hakel represents Achdus. It represents unity. Says the Ozhev Rebbe, you want to know how to have full kapara? Akol, akohanim, akol am hakal yichaper. If the kol ha'am is hakal, if they're united, if they care for each other, then there's yichaper. Then it comes with full atonement. Why is it that Rachman Al-Tzom, you feel unified when there's terror amongst Klal Yisrael? Right? Sometimes people say, oh, Chabad, I don't really believe in their stuff. But when it comes the whole past week, suddenly everyone's pro-Chabad. A Jew is a Jew no matter who they are. We care for everyone. And that's the whole mitzvah right here in the Pasuk. You want to know how to have full kapara? Says the Rabbanu Shalom in this week's parsha to us Jews 2019, v'kol ha'am hakol. Make sure you're a kahal. Make sure you have achdus and you're caring about each other in the good times and the hard times. It's much very easy to feel together in the hard times. Make sure you have this unified feeling even the hard times as well. And there's two stories here that I'd like to share about the Briskur Rav and the Beis Halevi. I think very much signify this message. Story is brought down in the Beis Halevi's Haggadah. That when the Beis Halevi served as the Rav of Slutsk, it was a year, just days before Pesach, a rich man came to him secretly and confessed to the Beis Halevi that he lost a lot of his money, he didn't have any money to pay for Pesach. And he was too embarrassed to ask his fellow businessman for a loan. And he asked, came to the Biskarev, came to the Beis Halevi for help. Beis Halevi was filled with compassion for the man, and he gathered together every last penny he could. But the Beis Halevi said, it's on one condition. The man must not reveal to anyone who he had received the loan from. Why? The Beis Halevi had given away every last cent that he had, and anyone else who came to him, he would have to seek a loan to be able to pay, to help them pay. And make sure, at the end of the day, the Beis Halevi had no money left after him. He said, make sure you don't tell anyone. So the businessman went on his way, and he said, of course. But what happened? A couple of days went by. The businessman was greatly moved by the Beis Halevi's compassion, and he couldn't refrain from telling others in the community about the generous loan from the Beis Halevi. The news took wind, and what happened was that many others flocked to the Rav's house, to the Beis Halevi. And the Rav's, his accounts were empty. But what happened? He couldn't say no to a Jew, so he took out other loans upon himself in order to meet the demand, to make sure that there would be no poor Jews in Slutsk. Hearing this, the Beis Halevi's 7-year-old son, later on, would be the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav asked him, said, Tati, but why are you upset? Didn't you teach me in Maseches Avos that one mitzvah leads to another? The spread of the story that you just did will lead to many mitzvahs and stuck on chesed. But the Beis Halevi thought in the beginning that he wanted to keep it a secret because he didn't want to be able to have to share and then take out loans. Ended up being that he smiled at the Brisker Rav and he said, you're right. He said, you're right. The Maisa right now, that he was able to now spread it, now I'm able to do other mitzvahs as well. Never just be happy with what you do, but always searching for more. And actually, I think this personifies who the Beis Halevi was. They say that the Brisker Rav Chaim Brisker was a goyin in learning, and that at the end of the day, when people came to his house, he always gave them money. He always gave them. He never turned them down. But he always made sure to do it, and made sure to do it in a very right way. But it says that the story goes about the Brisker Rav. He said the following thing: they don't realize the difference between my father and me, and my father and the Beis Halevi, is that the people just come to my house, but the Beis Halevi, my father, would go into the streets looking for people, go into the streets searching for people. Because at the end of the day, that's what Derechei Derechei Noam is. Derechei Derechei Noam is that no matter what was going on, he would search. He wouldn't just wait for opportunities to come to him. And I truly believe these are the messages of this week's Parsha. The week of Achri Mos, it's not random that Achri Mos is this week's Parsha. Brother Nair Tisrael is Kedoshim. But Achri Mos is, it's not random. The messages of Yidam Aaron, the message of Amunah, of faith, says in the Sivah Shaman of Kuk, Davidam Aaron means to have that faith and trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever happens, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what he's doing. And to understand that you want to know what it means to be a Jew living to 2019, Akolam Hakol Yichaper. Make sure you're a Kahal. Akolam Hakol Yichaper. Make sure you unify, make sure you're together. Make sure to learn from these stories of the Brisker Rav of the Beis Halevi. Always searching for more opportunities, never waiting for the opportunities to come to us, but searching for those opportunities. Which we zoche b'ezras Hashem to bestow Torah from us and from all of Klal Yisrael. And we zoche to be all together for Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael, Nishlam Yakurish b'ezras Hashem. Shabbos.